Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It is Loud and Local stay home sessions, doing things via Zoom. We've been doing it for a year now via Zoom. I would rather have these guys in studio, but this is the way we're doing it these days. And it's, if things go as planned, then maybe in 6 months I can have you guys up to the studio. It'd be pretty cool. We got Of the Heavy Sun here on the podcast. How you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Doing good.
Right on. So let's introduce you guys. Tell us what your name is and what you do for Of the Heavy Sun.
I am Sam Emmerich. I do the guitar and singing.
And I am Alan Sobolik, and I do bass and backing vocals.
Jake Ivester, I play drums.
All right. So would you mind giving me kind of the origin story in comic book terms of the Heavy Sun?
Yeah. So we started off as a two-piece. I was actually living back in Arkansas. Oh. And we started playing some bigger shows, so I wanted to move to a bigger city. Mm-hmm. And decided to come up here. My bandmate at the time did not stick with me, so ended up meeting Jake pretty quick after we got up here. We got started, we played two-piece shows for like two years, 3 years, like probably 80 or 90 shows, something like that. And then we were like, it's time to add more band members because two people just ain't enough people. So sure. We met this fine looking fellow over here, and yeah, it's been awesome ever since.
Yep.
So how did you decide on Seattle from Arkansas, man?
I was either looking at New York, somewhere in California, or mm-hmm. up here, and I chose based on the weather because I hated the heat of Arkansas. Sure. Like it's 100 plus degree days for like 6 or 7 or 8 months of the year. And I was just like, nah, I'm going to go somewhere rainy and cold. And everyone's like, you're crazy, dude. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It'll be wonderful. But yeah, I came up here and the music scene has just been awesome right from the get go. We mm-hmm. just kind of hop right in and it's been great.
There's some pretty cool bands from Arkansas, like Pallbearer, a bunch of different. Did you kind of grow up in the music scene, and what got you involved in music before you moved to Seattle?
So I had been in bands since I was like 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And I'd been in a number of bands, actually a couple pretty cool ones, but the last one fizzled out, and it was just time to start something totally new. And we got a good band name and recorded an album in like a month or something like that. We'd only been a band for a couple months, and I was like, let's just throw this together because I'm planning on moving to Seattle anyway. Yeah. I didn't know if he was going to come with me or not. And so we just kind of jumped right into it. The sound worked out really well. It was really doable as a two-piece to be able to just, hit the bass and have it sound like a bass and a guitar and just jump around and kind of have wild shows.
Yeah.
and you know, just kind of always been in it. I was a big fan of, like, well, Whitney Houston was what kind of made me want to sing.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. She had such a beautiful voice.
Absolutely,
always singing her songs. My mom loved her.
Yeah,
and I remember asking my folks when I was, you know, probably 10 or 12 years old, I was like, do you think it'd be cool if I was a singer, like, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd or something? And they were like, no, don't do that. Cut your hair. And I was like, yeah, okay, now I'm deaf. So.
Yep. Take the path of most resistance, right? Where they're just like, exactly, don't do it. And you're like, I'm going to do it. So what about you guys? How did you guys get into playing music and whatnot, and before you joined Of the Heavy Sun?
Yeah, I mean, I never was, like, real big into music until I was probably about 16. Like, I got a guitar. I actually won it at the Kent Cornucopia, and it was just a cheap old thing that came in a cardboard box.
I went to Kentwood High School, so I know all about Kent Cornucopia days.
Oh, yeah, I went to KM.
Oh, now there you go.
That's awesome. But, yeah, I just won this guitar, and then I ended up getting another, like, electric guitar from one of my dad's friends. There's a long story behind it, but I kind of played with it a little bit. My uncle started giving me guitar lessons when I was like 14, but it wasn't until I was 16 that I actually, like, kind of started my first band. And I kind of put that in quotes because we pretty much played just at open mics, and there was three of us, but no drummer.
Yeah.
So trying to be a rock band without a drummer, as you could well imagine, didn't really work out too well. But yeah, then I just kept trying to do it. All the different bands that I was in just kind of flopped. Eventually I continued to work on a solo record, and that came out actually last March.
Nice.
But before then, I actually met these guys through an ad, and then
oh, cool.
I actually auditioned I auditioned to be their guitarist first when they were still doing the two-piece thing. And I just didn't really work out at that point in time. But then the next year I saw the same ad, and I was like, well, hey, if you're looking for a bassist, I just got a bass. Let's try it out. And, like, yeah, it clicked immediately.
What he means is he was a huge fan and he loved our band.
Yeah, he had to come back.
Yeah, no, I actually saw quite a few shows before I actually joined the band officially.
Nice. Right on. And how about you, man?
Yeah, no, I just started playing drums. I think I was 16 the first time I actually picked up drumsticks on a drum kit.
Yeah.
But, like, I asked my mom to buy me these drumsticks that had rubber tips on them because I saw a drum line and I wanted to play the snare drum.
Yeah.
And I just got a piece of it. And then I didn't get a drum kit for another 2 years after that. But, yeah, that pushed me and a couple of my buddies and I just started covering Led Zeppelin songs. And I just kind of, that's kind of where my style came from. I wanted to be the next John Bonham or whatever you want to call it, so does everybody else. But, yeah, that was my thing, and I played and played and played, and we made our own band, and that's what brought me to Seattle, is I was in a band, you know, me and my buddies were like, oh, let's move out to Seattle. I'm from Florida.
Oh.
So, like, we are, there's no music scene in Florida. Central Florida, it's all old people and retirement homes.
Sure.
And stuff I don't want to be part of, and I was just like, yeah. And then, yeah, we came out here, and I started playing music. Our band didn't work out. And then I didn't play music for like 6 months. Then I met Sam through mutual friends. And then ever since then, me and Sam have been playing. I think it's me and Sam have known each other for about 5 years now. We've been doing the whole thing. But yeah, that's basically how I started. I started with about 16.
Yeah. So how has the past year been on you guys? I mean, I'm assuming it's been pretty... I don't know, boring, I'd say, or stressful, probably, as it has been on a lot of people. But
it's kind of fun.
There hasn't been any shows, obviously, but how have you guys been handling the pandemic? And, you know, how have you guys been both personally and as a band? Ah, yes, beers, Rainiers. That's how you.
Amounts of alcohol.
There you go.
No, it hasn't been. It hasn't been too. I mean, it's really depressing not being able to play live. Yeah, I'm just dying to do that again. But we've gotten an absolute ton done.
Awesome.
We're about to hit the studio and put a, I don't know, 14 to 16 track album together that's pretty much all finished and ready to go.
Wow.
So it'll be the longest album from our three in an EP that we got, or two in an EP. So yeah, you know, it's been, it could be worse. We've had a place and we've got each other, you know, so it's something to do. It's a lot of people that are just sitting around, you know, watching TV or whatever. Like, we've always got that one or two or three days a week that we can get together and just let loose and headbang and, you know, go nuts. And we got a good room, so it's nice.
That's positive. That's a positive outlet, man. That's awesome. So how many of those songs, did you write any of these songs during this past year, during the pandemic, or were they, was it all material from before?
I would say the majority we've written during. Some of the songs are kind of like little jams that we had goofed around on and just been like, you know, let's make it happen. But when you're spending the amount of hours that we have just, you know, every day that we can get together, it's kind of been fleshing out really quickly. And, you know, we're taking an approach to it to just kind of do something a little different than what we've done on the last couple records. So everything's very open and, you know, like, we're gonna have some saxophone and some cello on this record and stuff like that, which, you know, it just makes it all a very fun atmosphere for writing.
Yeah, and I think there was like the last time we played shows, there was probably like three songs, I think, that we played live that are going to be on this new record. And again, it's probably going to be about like 15 or so in that area. Yeah, a lot of this stuff has been like either written like during the pandemic or expanded upon immensely.
Yeah. Wow. So you guys are definitely going to have to come back once you're ready to play those songs, and we'll have to talk about them. Hopefully we'll be able to do it in person, but we shall see. Let's go into one of your songs. So we're going to go into the song Scream Machine, and you're listening to Of the Heavy Sun here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. What can you guys tell me about Scream Machine before we jump into it?
Video was super fun to make. we're like, what's like something just quick, you know, whatever we could do. So we just kind of walked around our spot, took some shots, and then this guy added in a bunch of animals attacking each other and fighting in the wild and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Some high octane stuff. It was real fun to record it with Jack and Dino.
Yes,
legend. It was kind of like with that, and yeah. But with that one and Ice Cream Slaughterhouse, which is the other song on the EP, that was like the last two songs that were like in the catalog that was written in the two-piece days.
Yep.
But the first time we've actually been able to record it as a three-piece, and I was still able to like throw in a lot of creative input on it.
And also, you know, I have to say, like, whenever we decided to go with Jack and Dino, that was like a life goal of mine.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching that guys. I was a little kid, and I also, you know, I recorded our first couple albums. So it was, you know, I've kind of got that nerdy engineer side to me as well. So getting to actually go into a studio, have someone else do it, and he was so gracious and cool.
Yeah.
Was definitely like a huge bucket list, you know, check off for me. It was awesome. Hold on.
I love the fact that he's a legend, but he's also a working engineer. You know, he's not, you know, like some, you know, highfalutin guy. You know, like, he's very down to earth, and he, like you said, he's also a musician himself, so he knows the deal. So that's awesome, man. Legendary.
I mean, like, the whole reason
he's a great guy.
Yeah, the whole reason why we were actually able to contact him was because I actually got the end of having mastered my own album, and nobody, no one knows my name in the music biz unless you go to like the Skylark Cafe for mics.
Yeah. That's rad, man. So right on, man. So yeah, we're going to go into it. It's Scream Machine. And again, it's of the Heavy Sun here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. We'll be right back. That was Scream Machine by Of the Heavy Sun here on the Loud and Local Stay Home Session. We're talking via Zoom with these dudes. And I got to ask, what's the name of the Heavy Sun? What's the origin of the name?
So we were thinking about names, mm-hmm. and it was a very hot summer Sunday afternoon. We'd gone through a couple dozen different ideas that we had, and we noticed the paint was actually just straight up melting off the hood of the car.
Oh man!
Which, you know, whatever. And I just looked at the sun. I was staring until I got those little black dots, because that's what you do in Arkansas. And I was like, you know what? This life is of the heavy sun. And then like four different people all walked down. We're like,
yeah.
No, we just thought of like a million different names. And that one sounded cool. So.
Well, I believed you there for a minute, dude.
Be careful with that.
It's when they started clapping. That's
yep, exactly.
Sam, you've done right today.
Absolutely.
Take a breath.
Whoop, whoop, microphone trouble. Right on, man. Well, okay, so I got to ask this question. Even if it's embarrassing, think back. What was the first CD, tape, or record, first piece of physical music that you purchased with your own allowance or job money, your own first album that you purchased with your own money?
Mine was... sorry, technical difficulties. Mine was Ignition by The Offspring.
Okay.
First record. That was my stepdad got me into those. My number one, excuse my language. I loved that band.
Absolutely.
I think, because I never bought anything actually until, at least not that I remember, mm-hmm. until I really got my first job, because I always had my parents always had a huge music collection. I ended up sitting down and counting all the vinyl, and there was like over 500 of them just at my parents' house.
That's killer.
And yeah, and just all the bands that they liked, I liked, really good choices in music, etc., etc. But the first time I got my first paycheck, I ended up buying every Zeppelin record on CD.
Cool.
That my parents didn't already have. And then I think it was also Are You Experienced by Jimi Hendrix and Electric Ladyland as well. And nice. It cost me like $132 or something.
Yeah, that's that first paycheck money, dude.
First record that I actually paid money for, mm-hmm. probably was the Bodyguard soundtrack. I'm pretty sure that are the Rush greatest hits. I think that was one of the first ones we got to. But yeah, like I said, I love Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
So like when I was really young, you know, and I also grew up in a household that didn't allow for a lot of kinds of music. So for me, that was, you know, about as rock and roll as I got, you know.
Oh, I'm not some, you know, I do a metal radio show and stuff, but mine was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom. So you know what, I don't have you know, the underground metal cred with that one. So I still back that album though. But either way, so if you guys are having a crappy day, there's been a lot of really intense days over the past year, whether it be, you know, the news, watching too much of the news, you know, social media stuff can be overwhelming. If you're having a really gnarly day, you need to go to an album or you want to sit down, maybe just put some headphones on. You want to kind of be recentered or whatever. What's a good album you can reach for that can bring you back to a positive place?
Funk music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Parliament Funkadelic. That'll make you smile. Or James Brown or Bill Withers. Any of that kind of stuff just gets a little skip in your step, you know? So
to add on to that, there's a thing with New Orleans funk. And especially like Mardi Gras music.
Yeah.
And there's a thing, especially
like the Meters.
You know, the song like Hey Pocky Way. It's all known as feel good music. So I ended up getting for Christmas this year, or this last year, it was a 2-CD compilation of Meters.
Yeah.
I just listened to that and like, an album called The Wild Chocolatulus, which was also the Meters and the first time the Neville Brothers actually played together. And yeah, just listening to some New Orleans
funk. Anything Stax Records.
Too. Stax Records, it's always good too.
Yeah. Not on, man.
My Jake.
I don't even know. I can't say an album. I just say anything Graham Nash. That's the first thing that pops in my head.
Okay.
Hi, Yoakam.
Yeah. I'll also throw in, and it's just because of my personal preference, I'll throw in Facelift by Alice in Chains.
Okay.
Like the song Put You Down and Confusion.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now that you know, I know that all of you guys aren't necessarily from the Northwest. I do have to ask though, and because there's so many awesome bands that you've even mentioned, you know, Jimi Hendrix, Alice in Chains. I do have to ask this, the requisite question, since it is a Northwest show, Loud and Local is. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time, or bands? You can mention a few.
Yours,
yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, mine's Alice in Chains all day long.
Yeah.
Does Death From Above count if they're from Canada?
No.
Well, it depends on what part of Canada. Are they in BC? Like Vancouver?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
All right, let's say Washington State.
Okay, well, Washington State.
There you go, bud.
Well, Jimi Hendrix, probably.
Okay.
Greatest guitar player of all time.
Yeah, we're going to go old school. Yeah. And then I could do a laundry list of bands that we've played with that are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I mean.
And I'd go, for the longest time, it was Soundgarden. But I feel like Soundgarden and Alice in Chains are, like, neck and neck for me. I listen to more Alice now, but you can't go wrong with Chris Cornell.
Can I change my answer to the Melvins?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I changed mine as well. Melvins.
Melvins. Okay.
We got to see him live at the Showbox, and that was quite the experience.
Funny story.
Yeah.
I saw Eagles of Death Metal and the Melvins play with each other at Showbox.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the singer for Eagles of Death Metal's name?
Jesse Hughes.
Jesse Hughes, I saw walking down Pike Street in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, have a good show. A sold out show. He was like, oh, you're not going? And I was like, nah, man, there's no tickets. He was like, no, I'll put you on my guest list. And he got in for free.
That's so cool.
I had just paid like $50 for my ticket.
He was such a cool guy. He was sitting there smoking cigarettes, walking around with the guy. He was the coolest guy I've ever met, man. It was a real cool thing. He was super down to earth with his fans. Me and my girlfriend, my little brother, got it for free. It was awesome.
That is awesome, dude.
That's cool, man. Hell yeah. That's a good story.
And they also have like 10 times more volume than like some of the most metal bands I've ever seen. I mean,
oh yeah,
stack on stack of speakers. They were, yeah, that was an experience. I was definitely a little deaf.
King Buzzo, man, that guy can riff. Speaking of riffs, we're going to go into a song. We're going to go into the song Spirits. Tell me a little bit about this. Which album is this featured on?
So that would be on After Dark, which was the first record where we got together.
Cool.
We also kind of threw that one together pretty quick. It's kind of like an exercise in existentialism. You know, the line, you know, we're just... We are just monkeys floating in space, you know. It's, you know, we kind of, two-thirds of this band practice nihilism pretty strongly, so, you know.
You can make that a third right here.
Well, I was saying, oh, Jake's always happy, but, yeah, it's nothing too crazy, just kind of observing that we're all a bunch of idiots, you know, flying on a rock in space, trying to survive.
Right on, man. Well, we're going to go into it. It's Spirits of the Heavy Sun here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Give it to me, I'd still finally come up just so I can breathe. Feel the air pushing in between my feet. Spirit first, you know, it's on the run. I belong, belong to this happy sun. Don't care, that's love, give it to me. Not share, nowhere, give it to me. Nowhere, nowhere, give it to me. I still run around the town just so I can see. Nothing to do, oh, it's no way to be. Spirit first, you know, it's on the run. I belong, belong. A cosmic test, a restless mess. I confess, it's just a restless guess. We are just monkeys floating deep in space. I don't care, give it to me. I share, nowhere, give it to me. Nowhere, nowhere, give it to me. That's still enough. We're just monkeys floating deep in space. We are just monkeys floating deep in space. Don't care, I step, give it to me. Don't share, no fair, give it to me. Nowhere, not fair, give it to me. Just there, I care, give it to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was Spirits of the Heavy Sun here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and had these guys on to chat about their new album. I didn't expect them to kind of blurt out that they have a new material on the way, which is really awesome. You said about 15 songs. Do you guys have a kind of a idea approximately when we might hear some new stuff?
Yeah, we'll probably have it by the time it's mixed and mastered, probably like 6 months roughly. We're also kind of doing like a little mini documentary for it. We're going to shoot some music videos and kind of a lot of groundwork. So we're at that initial spot where we have all the songs and we know all our parts, but there's like, you know, lots to do.
Yeah, we're kind of shopping around different studios at the moment.
Cool.
Hopefully we'll be able to get a studio like in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we've been communicating with Robert Lang. All of us have been.
Wonderful studio.
We're trying to get a tour of his studio, but his schedule is so booked out. It'd be an honor to be able to record our album there. But we've also got a couple other places. I think Earwig Studios is another one. We're
great place as well, yeah.
And, well, and, you know, the other big thing, this is, you know, like if we're going to put out, you know, a pretty large, grandiose album, I really want to release it in congruence to like when we're going to start actually playing live again. So I don't really just want to put it out and have it be sitting on a shelf for presumably ever.
About 6 months. You said 5-6 months. That's kind of in line with what might be, you know, hopefully happening. Cross our fingers.
October would be wonderful. Start opening things up before then.
Right on, guys. Well, I look forward to it, man. And, you know, I appreciate you guys coming on. Do you guys have any people you'd like to thank or, you know, shout outs or whatnot?
The only thing I can think of is shout out to Jack and Dino for doing our last EP.
Yeah.
Still going strong. He's the man.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say,
it's all good.
I forgot we can't curse. Yeah, I would say like the High Dive.
Yeah.
The Substation, wonderful venues that have treated us really, really good.
Hell yeah.
I would say my sweet mother and father, whom I love very much.
Yeah, and I'd just throw in, you know, I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, and my brother. They pretty much came to just like 3 of the 4 shows that I was able to play once we all got together before everything shut down. And my uncle, who helped give me a couple of guitar lessons and actually came to one of the shows too.
Also, Fender Guitars, if you want to sponsor me.
Yeah, if you're listening.
I'll also post to the Rockaholics out there. If you haven't heard the band Naked Giants yet, absolutely check them out. They are probably one of the best things going on in the local scene right now.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. And, you know, I got to listen to more Naked Giants. So definitely thanks for remembering that. Yeah, what's a way that we can support you guys during this time? Also, how do we follow you guys? I'm assuming, you know, Facebook and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We got at Of The Heavy Sons, our Instagram, Of The Heavy Sun, Bandcamp.com. We've got Spotify. We've got YouTube channels of the Heavy Sun. We've got a official website if you want to keep up with the exciting happenings of my cat or something like that. And yeah, it's pretty much it. If people want to pay for music right now, we do have like CDs, but nobody uses those anymore. Your best bet's to go to the Bandcamp page and check us out there. We have like a donate thing, so you can listen to all of it as much as you want for free. But if you want to be like, hey, you guys are really nice, I'm going to give you $3. That'd be cool.
It would definitely be cool.
Check out the Scream Machine video. See how well I edited it or maybe how badly I did it. Let me know.
See for yourself.
In the
yeah.
comments. Yeah.
Yeah.
You really hate one.
Either love me Troll or hate me.
So we're going to go into the song Highway. This is a single from you guys. You got anything you want to say about this song? And then any final words for the Northwest?
Nah, it's a pretty straightforward song. Nothing too crazy to tell about that one. Northwest is the best West, I'll say that.
Yeah, check us out on Spotify. Watch your YouTube videos.
I'd also like to say, I listened to your first interview with Watch Rome Burn, and you kind of talked about how they were kind of a Seattle and Tacoma band, and you ended up saying, oh, we'll represent Kent. No, you got a guy that'll represent Kent now.
Okay. Kent Core.
Kent Meridian.
The home of the Royals.
I'm trying to find my way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.